Welcome to the Generation for Change, a podcast brought to you by the committee members of G4C Southwest, part of Constructing Excellence. My name is Libby Morey and I'll be your host for today's podcast as I chat to Emma Swearer, Director of Sustainability and Growth at Chorus Group. I wanted to speak to Emma today so that listeners can find out more about her specific role within a construction consultancy. Emma studied environmental science as an undergraduate degree and environmental consultancy as a master's degree, both at Plymouth University. She then went on to join the construction industry in business development and project management, working on a range of projects primarily within the residential sector. Switching tack a couple of years ago, Emma pivoted her career into full-time sustainability within one of the UK's largest house builders and now works at Chorus as Director of Sustainability and Growth. Emma completed her RICS chartership to become a chartered surveyor in project management at the age of 28 and now sits on the RICS Regional Southwest Board. She also sits on the Exeter Community Energy Board as director and is an active volunteer for STEM, Lionheart and Brightside. Great to speak to you, Emma. Could you start by telling the listeners about the start of your career and how you got into the construction industry?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on the podcast. The construction industry really appealed to me when I finished my master's. Much of what happens within the construction industry is around solving puzzles and making projects work. I also really wanted to make a difference and buck some trends. And to me, in 2015, the construction industry was very male dominated and a little backwards in its approach to the environment and how they did things. This is what really drew me in. Like you mentioned, I started out in business development for a small contractor and soon moved into a large PLC company in land and new business, pursuing my project management qualifications.
So you mentioned your project management qualifications, but your current role is obviously focused on sustainability. So I'm really interested to know what attracted you to move from project management into sustainability.
While my career initially started in business development and project management within the construction industry, my passion for sustainability and the environment has always been a driving force for me. Throughout my project management work, I began to notice the significant impact that construction and infrastructure projects had on the environment. I saw opportunities to integrate sustainable practices into project planning and execution, which ultimately led to more environmentally friendly outcomes. And this realization sparked a desire within me to make a more direct and meaningful contribution to sustainability. Transitioning from project management to a sustainability role allowed me to align my professional expertise with my passion for sustainability. It was a natural progression for me to apply my project management skills in a way that focused specifically on sustainable practices and initiatives.
It's great that you're so passionate about your work. It would be really helpful for the listeners to find out what sorts of things you do on a day-to-day basis as part of your sustainability role at Chorus, and also what types of services you offer in your division.
Yes, so in my role at Chorus, I'm responsible for all the projects delivered within the division. Our services are the full 360 of sustainability and environmental consultancy. So ranging from project-specific support with project certifications such as BREEAM and SCAR assessments, assistance on getting sites through planning, working on KEMPs, etc., through to organisational strategy creation and reporting. And this includes carbon accounting and net zero strategy advice. We also offer training, comms and engagement support to our clients in helping them communicate their sustainability journeys and projects. Personally, in addition to supporting the team on their project delivery, my client-facing delivery centres mostly around the strategic advice and organisational strategy and reporting.
Well, so quite a range of services then from day to day. And what would you say your career highlights? What are you most proud of?
So my career highlight to date has to be becoming a chartered member of the RICS at 28 and then shortly after joining the regional board.
It's great that you're on the regional board. So you obviously do a lot outside of your role at Chorus and a lot for the community. So it'd be great if you can talk a little bit more about this.
But yeah, I'm quite passionate about giving back where you can. I've previously been a parish councillor, only having to resign when I moved home last year. Currently, I'm a director of Exeter Community Energy, where I'm responsible for their diversity and inclusion approach, their Able to Pay retrofit project and Healthy Homes for Wellbeing project, and with an excellent team there who provide advice, services and support to the local community. I'm also a mental health first aider and a mental health ambassador for Lionheart and an active volunteer ambassador for STEM, and was recently involved in a Heart of the Southwest Careers Hub project called No Label, No Limit, which was working with girls across Devon on their resilience and self-confidence.
It's great that you're involved in so much, and you clearly have such a passion for driving positive change in the industry. So it's great for everyone to hear that. So one of the objectives of G4C is to attract more young people into the industry. Obviously, there's a big skill shortage that exists in the sector at the moment. So in your opinion, how do you think we can attract more young people to work in the construction industry?
So in terms of construction in general, education and awareness play a crucial role in dispelling these misconceptions. Encouraging young people to explore construction-related courses, apprenticeships, internships can provide them with first-hand experience of the modern construction industry and help them to understand the diverse career opportunities available. Ultimately, it's crucial to communicate that the construction industry is evolving, becoming more inclusive and embracing innovation. By challenging stereotypes and promoting the positive aspects, we can inspire young people to consider the construction industry as a viable and rewarding career path.
I completely agree that education and awareness are critical to this, and it's so important that the industry continues to evolve in this positive way. So focusing specifically on sustainability, do you think young people generally want to work in sustainability?
Yeah, I think young people are increasingly switched on to the sustainability agenda, and this is often a question employers are now being asked in interviews. In order to attract and retain young people in your business, in the construction industry or any industry for that matter, I believe that companies need to properly address sustainability challenges within their organisations rather than just paying it lip service. There was a recent survey of around 6,000 UK adult office workers, students, apprentices and those who've left higher education in the past 6 months on their attitudes to work. And the findings of this highlight that almost one in two, so 46%, want the company they work for to demonstrate commitment to sustainability, while one in five have turned down a job offer when the company's commitments were not in line with their values.
Certainly really positive that sustainability is becoming such a key focus for the industry. And definitely going in the right direction. What do you think the future of the industry looks like in terms of becoming more sustainable?
The construction industry has come a long way since I joined. It still has more to go, but it's really starting to adapt and turn its head to recognise its skills shortage and the need to put more time and resources into key challenges that affect us all, such as sustainability. So this, coupled with increasing levels of regulation, reporting and scrutiny in this area, means I think that the industry has no choice but to take a bit of a leap forward in the next couple of years.
Yeah, I completely agree with you there. Earlier, you spoke about wanting to make a difference and noticing that the industry was very male dominated. So do you think there are misconceptions about what it's like to work in the industry? And I guess more specifically, do you think young people have negative perceptions of working in construction?
Absolutely. There are indeed misconceptions about what it's like to work in construction industry. Traditionally, the industry has been associated with certain stereotypes, such as being male-dominated, physically demanding, and also lacking in diversity. While there are elements within the industry that may align with these stereotypes, it's important to recognise that the construction sector has evolved significantly in recent years. Attitudes within the industry are changing, and there is a growing emphasis on inclusivity, diversity, and equality. And today, it's much easier for individuals of any gender, religion, ethnicity or minority group to have a successful and fulfilling career within the construction industry. There are more opportunities for everyone to thrive and contribute their unique perspective and skills. And it's important for young people to understand that the construction industry offers diverse career paths. So from design and engineering to project management, sustainability and digital innovation, there are numerous roles that require different skill sets and offer exciting opportunities for growth and development.
Okay, so you've just spoken about what construction can offer in terms of a career path. One of the objectives of G4C is to encourage more young people to work in construction. So what advice would you give to someone who's considering working in sustainability in the construction industry?
So firstly, it would be to gain an understanding of sustainability principles and practices, as well as their application in the construction industry. So this will provide a really strong foundation for your career. Engage with professionals already working in sustainability roles within the construction industry. So attend industry events, join relevant associations or organisations and build connections. Look for opportunities to gain practical experience in sustainability within the construction industry. So seeking internships, apprenticeships or entry-level positions that allow you to apply your knowledge and contribute to sustainability initiatives on construction projects. Practical experience will not only enhance your skills, but it will also demonstrate your commitment and passion to potential employers. The construction industry is dynamic and sustainability practices are continuously evolving. So stay updated on the industry trends, follow industry publications, attend seminars or webinars, and be open to learning and adapting to new approaches and technologies, embracing innovation and being willing to change and challenge traditional practices to find more sustainable solutions. And remember that sustainability in construction is a growing field with diverse opportunities. So by combining your passion for sustainability with a deep understanding of the construction industry, you'll be able to make a meaningful contribution to creating a greener and more sustainable built environment.
Thanks, that's all really useful advice. And hopefully this inspires some of our listeners to explore a career in sustainability in construction. Finally, what do you enjoy most about your current role?
I really enjoy the vast range of clients and projects that we get to work on. So each day is completely different and I love that variety. Being able to help our clients realise their sustainability aspirations is incredibly rewarding.
Thank you very much for your time today. It's been so insightful to find out more about your role and your experience in the industry, and your passion for sustainability really comes through.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.